This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Macca and Jane Garrett. We've spoken earlier to Michael Kroger and then to Jed Kearney, the Michael Kroger from the Liberal Party, Jed Kearney, Labor candidate for Batman. We've had some interesting comments, which I'll run through my legal mind before I read them out, and also the broadcasting regulations. But someone who doesn't need to run through my mind is Brenton Geyer. Good morning, Brenton. How are you?
Very well indeed. Thank you, Macca. Good to be back.
The voice of reason, I called you.
Well, perhaps reason and unreason. Yeah, I can do both.
So, 40th Mardi Gras is coming up. I'm interested in your thoughts.
The whole excitement around Mardi Gras has been regenerated in my mind over the past few weeks because of the publication of the ABC 40th anniversary magazine that's now on the streets, in the bookshops, and contains an article written by Melbourne author or writer Daniel Brace, who I was lucky enough to be interviewed by late last year for that article, talking about my reflections on the 40 years of Mardi Gras. And I can't claim to have been to all of those 40 years of Mardi Gras. I've been about a quarter of those, maybe 10 Mardi Gras in my life, and certainly not recently. It was during the 90s when I was big on Oxford Street, and a big part of Mardi Gras where I was lucky enough to have a collaborator here in Melbourne, artist Gavin Brown, who we formed a dynamic duo, I suppose you could say, in our presence on the street up Mardi Gras. Up the parade every year for about 10 years, and then, of course, our antics at the parties will never leave my mind.
Legendary.
How fun was it?
It was an enormous amount of fun, particularly, as I say in Daniel Brace's article, I see it as definitely a rite of passage, not only for young gay people, young queer people, but for any queer person who wants to be a part of that community. It's the best way to be there.
And there's an exhibition in Sydney, 40 years of Mardi Gras. I mean, I'm a 78er, but I don't take part in the... I'm not marching because I made a commitment to myself that I would never march in Mardi Gras again until we had 100% equality. Mm. And we don't.
That's very true.
But all the other 78ers, I absolutely support them. 40 years, 40-odd years, it's a long time. We've achieved a lot. Still much to achieve. Mardi Gras, I'm glad, has got back some of its mojo in terms of understanding. For quite a few years, it lost its edge. It became almost a commercial organisation that ran parties and obviously did some community work. But it's reconnected with its where it came from and why it came into. It's a huge event. And of course, as you know, Brent and Joy are broadcasting for not three but 4 days.
Wow.
This year, and on SBS Radio Digital 3 around the world, and lots of content. What does it mean to you? Are you going up this year, Brent?
I'm not going up this year, no. I haven't been for quite a few years. I just don't feel the need to go and do all that anymore. That was part of who I was at the time. I was very scene-focused at the time, very drag-focused at the time too. But I've left that sort of drag focus behind a little bit. It's a young girl's game, drag.
You're a spinster now.
Still get out there now and then.
I don't want to get ageist about it, for heaven's sake.
But I think your comments are quite correct, Macca, in that there was a time where that focus dissipated a bit, not only for Mardi Gras, I think more across the board. I think even Midsummer went through that for a time. And I think the whole community lost a bit of focus, lost a lot of its vision for a chunk of time recently. But I feel now it's right back.
Yeah, I
feel there's a whole new energy, even for a spinster like me. to view from the sidelines, I feel compelled to perhaps return a little bit to the centre stage because the energy is right there.
Can I ask, in terms of your broadcasting internationally, or it's being broadcast, it is one of the beacons worldwide, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, so...
It's one of the oldest, might even be the oldest, I'm not sure actually, no, probably not the oldest, but continuous, yes. The audience last year on Joy and SBS Digital 3 was well into seven figures. It's a huge undertaking for Joy, but, you know, it's about, you know, people, they're able to listen to our content. Obviously, you know, the parade and all that as well, but all the other content during the weekend. And when you think that goes around the world, literally, and there will be tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people at any one time listening, and that's great for our community.
It's certainly unique in the world in terms of pride events. Mm. It's the only nighttime pride event.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of pride events around the world, in particular the Northern Hemisphere, and they're all daytime afternoon events. It's just that it just doesn't have that buzz that Mardi Gras can bring to the world stage by having a Saturday night.
I also think it's fascinating as a straight person. The evolution of Mardi Gras and those and pride events has been, for the broader community, so important. Like, there's such a sense of pride that we as a community get to see what Australia does and what you know, the LGBTIQ community is. It's I think it's been really important right across the board.
And in that respect,
it's
we're very lucky to have Sydney do it so well, so brilliantly, so out and so loud, relative to the rest of the world.
And it does, you know, Sydney, it works. That's where it started. Although, let's not forget that most of the law reform took place in time in South Australia and then Victoria. Mm. New South Wales was a bit late to the party. Shame on you, Bob Carr. But, you know, it started in Sydney, and none of us, you know, in the late 70s and early 80s ever thought, to be honest, we hoped and we worked towards, ever thought we would be at the point where two-thirds of Australia would vote for marriage equality. That's why this year is very important. But Mardi Gras is important because we've got to remember those barricades that we stood at. There's nothing worse, as you know, Jane and Brenton, being at a barricade and pushing it and looking around, there's no one behind you.
Absolutely.
That's when it gets even tougher. Mm. So the 40th year is a time for reflection and celebration, but also of reapplication.
Correct.
To the challenges we face. What do you think, Brenton?
I think then, given your comment before, that you may be sitting on the sidelines for a little longer. If you're not prepared to march again till we're fully equal, what, in your view, is the next set of hurdles to jump?
The discussion around religious freedoms, I call it religious entitlements, but religious freedoms, it's not a reflection on whether people hold a faith or not. Equal means equal. And I say, a faith you can choose, your sexuality you cannot. And this is one of the challenges. Anti-discrimination law in every state and territory is still not perfect and inclusive. You know, our trans colleagues, really, you know, more needs to be done. And small things, changes to the federal marriage laws. There needs to be change in Victoria for birth, deaths and marriages. And there's a 12-month window. So we're having discussions with the opposition and with the government on that. They're the sort of things that people go, oh, yeah, you know, it's not that important. It is important because equal means equal. So they're the sort of thing. They're just some examples.
So battle by battle, the war still rages.
It does, and it will
but
always
I think, though, no, I'd like to see you get out and be in that parade again. I don't think it's going to achieve anything for you or the broader community for you to sit at the sidelines in your kind of silent protest there. I think we'll have you up marching up Mardi Gras next year. Or perhaps we'll push him out this year.
Well, yeah, look, you know, TASS is putting pressure, Therese Cashew from Mardi Gras is putting pressure on me. Look, I appreciate there are lots of other people. Next year, yes, well, I will. Next year I will.
The reason I was so prolific in the Mardi Gras parade for so many years because it was the easiest way to get to the party, quite frankly.
Oh, yes.
Well said.
So, a message for people that are going to Mardi Gras Brenton, what's the message you're going to give to them?
Make it a memorable night.
Yes.
In the best way you can, because I can attest to the fact that the Mardi Gras is set up for memorable nights.
Yeah.
And it's up to you how you structure that. But do everything, I say. I would say go with a very open mind and leave your mind open for the entire night.
Mm. Sounds good.
And a lot of pride.
And a lot of pride.
Damn straight.
As always, Brenton Gaya, thank you so much. Hope you have a lovely rest of the weekend. Always a pleasure to have you on. Brenton's a regular. He's going to be on every other week or something, or when he just wanders in here and stands outside the studio.
When I've got something to say.
When he's got something to say.
Which is often.
Often, yes. So thank you.
Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.